Hi, Big Bobby. Oh,
are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I know traveling to Hatville takes it out of you.
Quite honestly, and, for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry? Mm-hmm.
Weeks.
Weeks. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
So, in honor of Mother's Day yesterday, I think it only appropriate that, that we sing the old crooner's Mother's Day song. You want to sing it with me?
No.
Oh, okay. V is for the fat that we know you have. A is for the fat that is still there. D is for dementia, which is coming. E is for emphysema, which evidently Big Fatty has. R is for ruined that we know from you. Put it all together. It spells, I don't know, V-E-D-E-R?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone. Sorry, I was having a little microphone itch you there. And welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 9th of May, 2022, in the bone-weary, motherly year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Too busy spending time with his mother to get it right. I think she's dead. V-A-D-E-R.
You know, I should have had... Put it all together, it spells... Take it, Noah.
Right. And with me is the comic relief, the one that I've modeled my announcing skills after.
Well, you've taken a page a page out of the Big Fatty playbook.
It's true. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty. If y'all think that we discuss all this before the show, literally, the Zoom starts, and then... It's just off to the races.
Right.
There's no chitta.
Sometimes that we trip out, coming out of the starting gate, and it comes out as a good show, but most of the time we just fucking crawl out.
Right. And break our legs somewhere along the way. Right.
And drag our butts across the carpet.
Well, we learned that from Miss Melinda Miranda Melissa.
Yes.
However you say it. In the background of today's...
You know, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not.
I don't.
Old Crooked Hat, his dog has had the explosive diarrhea.
Ooh.
I mean, it's been all the talk of the Twitty.
Has it?
Just, yes. Oh, my gosh. Just, it was Shardapalooza.
You know, Adam, because I know you listened, you know, that can be a sign of serious illness in dogs. It could be high blood pressure. It could be the kidney disease. You better get all the tests done.
He explained that he was worried, but not enough to take the dog to the emergency room because it was going to be $1,000.
No, I wouldn't. I would avoid the emergency vet at all costs, if at all possible. But
he ended up going.
Oh, perfect. So they just said she's got diarrhea.
They gave her some Imodium or something. I don't know what it was, or a cork.
Perfect.
Maybe it was a cork.
Perfect. Speaking of the kitty, the pet.
Do we have a kitty report?
Well, we do.
Hold on. She had to come up here for this segment. She was about to have She's still alive, if that's part of the segment.
Is she still fat?
I can barely pick her up. She's so fat. Oh, 11.8 pounds of her. Y'all got the phone call from the vet on Monday.
And
she said, well,
it's not good.
No, she said it's the high blood pressure, and we've got this miracle cure, and it'll only cost you about $300 a month. And I said,
oh,
I think you know.
Thank you for calling.
I said, well, I won't be exploring any further treatment options.
Well,
thank you.
You said, well, she's had a good life.
I did. I said, she's 17 years old. I think we're getting a little crazy here. And then she called back, you know, we've got this other option. And I said, oh, the one. And so, because at this point I'd had about enough. And I was like, the one you should have mentioned to begin with. And she said, well, it's, you know, the pills aren't very, or the chemical isn't very expensive. It's about $30 a month. I said, well, that's more in the price range. So
and
one tenth
said,
the cost.
Well, she's had a good life.
Right. So y'all went and picked it up that afternoon. I have to give this cat 0.8 cc's of this liquid twice a day, every 12 hours for the neck until May 18th. When she gets her blood, her pressure checked again, and then they'll they'll just look at it and say, okay, can we cut back to once a day, and how much is the dosage? You know.
Now, do you have trouble opening her mouth?
I would if I did, but see, she's missing teeth on one side of her mouth, so all I have to do is get the syringe
in through the old.
Yeah, I just kind of put it through her lips and squirt it in, and she doesn't like that very much, but she likes it a lot better than me touching her mouth. So,
Crooked Hat has to shove stuff in Sydney's mouth, and she doesn't like to open her mouth.
Yeah. So, so actually, she's complaining, but she's complaining because she was napping in the bed, and we've awakened her. She's doing much better. And last night, y'all, I slept so hard. I woke up this morning.
We don't need to hear about your sexual proclivities.
Thanks, Poodle. But woke up, and honest to God, wasn't exactly sure where I was, but I was 100% unsure of what day of the week it was. I was
to retirement
out of it, and so things are going well. But y'all, it was a busy week at the coal mine.
Now wait a minute, before we go to the next topic, does she have high blood pressure? Do we discover the cause of it? Are you the cause of her high blood pressure?
Well, she's just a nervous kitty. So yeah, that's about all they don't know. And I'm not willing to care. It doesn't matter.
Well, I know that, a lot of our listeners, have, aging pussies and, we want to take good care of them. I don't know why I'm thinking of Nessa right now, but anyway. Oh yeah, she has cats.
She does.
But
she
anyway, all right.
So that's the kitty cat report. And after her appointment on the, I'm covered in cat hair right now because my hand was a little damp and touched her belly, and so of course all of the cat hair stuck to it.
She have the Propecia?
I wish. She has the. It's summertime, and it was 100 degrees a couple of days this week.
Ugh, it was awful.
It was so hot this week a few times. I mean, and it's time for that to be the case. But y'all, it doesn't matter if it's time or not. You're still not ready for it.
No.
Now it's gonna
and
be cool again.
Humidity too.
Yeah. Oh. 100%.
Oh, we're gonna be down. I think it said tonight or tomorrow. Saturday night or Sunday night or Monday night. It was gonna go down into the 40s.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that spring weather roller coaster.
Yeah, but every year we get a little taste of the cool weather.
I do know. That's why I'm not surprised at all. I just enjoy it while I can. And
it's the dome of delight.
Now, Big Fatty, some of you figured out, we're recording this a little bit early.
Yes, we
and
are.
Because I am going off to Hatville on Sunday to see the Hat Arena because it is the Mother's Day. And so I said, you know what?
And you know, the Orange Hat might not be with us next year for Mother's Day.
Right. It's true. So y'all, he's not doing well. There's more medical update there. But,
Lord.
He was back in the hospital getting more blood this week. But
Lord.
But anyway, so I know that I won't be back at a reasonable time to record because fat people go to bed early. So we're recording on Saturday. So if for some reason the world implodes on Sunday, which I give it a 50-50 chance of happening any given day, just know that we aren't ignoring that.
So we probably would ignore it if it had imploded. So
maybe we
did ignore it.
But y'all, it was a busy week at the coal mine. I'm going to tell you.
Why is it now? This is where it's the change of canaries, isn't it?
It is. We retire the old canaries and we say hello. We clean up the cages and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
then, you got to get in there and
hose it out.
Oh yeah, I mean, just put fresh newspaper down and one of those little pecking strips that you clip to the side of the cage.
Yeah.
You know,
we got it. So we do that after this week. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you, y'all. There was an incident, and Big Fatty knows this story because I called him to tell him about it. But myself and Larry Cly showed up at this event where we were just kind of watching because, we're sure we won't need you, but, it's probably good that you're there. Y'all, it just all fell apart. And so next thing you know, Mr. Vader was handed the microphone in front of, I would say, 150 people. And I said, well, hello, everyone. And
they went...
Vader,
they did. They did. And y'all, this event where we're doing this little project, it took about an hour and a half last year. And really, we ran out of time when some folks were doing it. Y'all, Larry Cly and I said, all right, this is how you're going to do this. I said, you're going to go see my fat, bald coworker down there on the floor. He's going to give you a piece of paper. Then you're going to come up here and you're going to see me. And then you're going to go over there and you're going to see Lorena and Larry. And then you're going to walk off the other side and then you're done and you can leave. Y'all, it took 22 minutes.
Oh,
22 minutes. We were not playing around.
Was no dilly dallying.
Y'all, I got back to my office over in the auxiliary mine where my office is, and y'all, we were barely gone anytime. So I should have taken the day off. If only I'd known.
There you go. Well, other people did.
Exactly. You know what? Speaking of other people.
Yes.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that time where we play the game. The game that needs to last about 10 minutes at least. The game, there wasn't much to say. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you all if they're dead or alive, but the hard part, why you'd know them. Okay, Big Fatty, who's our first... dead or aliver?
Sonny Curtis.
Sonny Curtis.
And that's S-O-N-N-Y. Mm-hmm.
I know. Sonny Curtis is dead.
And we would know.
Sonny Curtis was the C in Casey and the Sunshine Band. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're closer than you know. He's alive. So you missed that part. And Sonny Curtis was an American guitarist and singer-songwriter that wrote the Mary Tyler Moore theme, Love Is All Around. Love is all around.
And then he was in Casey and the Sunshine Band. Okay.
Glenda Jackson.
Glenda Jackson, Judge Glenda Jackson, I believe it is. Oh. Glenda Jackson, she's a South Carolina appellate judge. She's an appellate judge.
And she's alive.
She's alive. I just saw her.
Oh,
Oh, okay. Glenda Jackson, she is alive, but she's an English actress. She was in lots of different movies, to include Women in Love. Yeah, that's another big old... Oh, well, we'll just ignore that sound, won't we?
Right.
All right. Howard Carter.
Howard Carter? Fictionally dead by now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know him from?
Well, that was the husband of Agent Carter in the Marvel series. You know, set back in the 50s. Yeah.
Oh, well, Howard. You are well, you're wrong. Mm. Howard Carter is dead, but he was the person who found King Tutankhamun's tomb. How about that? Old Tut. He found Old Tut for
us. Did you know that? Because it's not fun if you don't actually know the answers before you ask the question.
Well, I saw it and I just said, you know, that's kind of interesting.
Ah, okay.
All right, here's another one that's just kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. One more. Got time for one more. All right,
I think we can squeeze it in.
Fred Markham.
Fred Markham. Okay, I know that name. Fred
Markham. I would expect you to.
Fred Markham. Fred Markham is alive.
Okay, that you're correct on that.
Okay. And Fred Markham he's an actor.
Okay.
And you would know him from he was the original Robin in the 60s Batman and Robin that Toppy Smelly loves. Yes.
Oh, Fred Markham. Fred Markham was the first man to ever pedal a bicycle to 65 miles an hour.
Okay. Again, with things that you would have, it's not funny it's when just you just pick the obscure ones.
All right. John Corbett.
Daniel Bieber, I need a ruling on this. Okay.
I don't know why you need a ruling from him.
Well, that's true. Okay, well, who is this next one? This last one?
John Corbett.
John Corbett. As in the Late Show host? John Corbett?
Yeah. John Corbett.
Alive.
Okay, and we would know him from?
He's the Late Show host.
Okay. John Corbett is indeed alive, and he played Chris Stevens on Northern Exposure and played Aiden on Sex and the City and was in my big Fat Greek Wedding. By the way, it's Greek Fest this weekend.
Ooh,
in
it's
Charleston.
Orthodox, yeah.
I believe you're thinking of Stephen Colbert.
No, I'm thinking of, what was this guy's name?
John Corbett.
I'm thinking of Corbin, James Corbin. So,
Or Corden, rather.
Look, he's fat. You would think I would know his name, but I don't actually care because I don't like any of those people. So there's
that's all I got.
Okay. Well, happy dead or alive.
Well, no, there is one more, but I think it's too difficult for you.
Oh, really?
Billy Joel.
Ooh, Parkinson's. Ooh. Lee, almost dead. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Not funny.
There are people listening to this who do not know who Billy Joel is.
Oh.
I'm serious. If you're under the age of 30 and you know who Billy Joel is and you're not like a musician, I would be surprised. The Bees, the boys from the Atlanta, the Bees,
yes.
Flew down
Brandon
to the
Brian. Brian.
Flew down to the Miami, to see Sir Elton John last week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that went to see the Golden Girls. They're dead.
Yeah. I went to see Sir Elton last week, and they were going on and all these photos. And one of their little twink boys replied, like, I don't know who that is. So, is this an old people thing? And I'm like, you're all old. Big Fatty, I have a question for you. Let's talk. Let's talk hygiene. Big Fatty, do you use the mouthwash?
On occasion, if I have, you know, I do use the floss and the and brush the teethies regularly, because you know you got to take care of the teethies.
You really do.
But it, like, if I'm having a gentleman call, or if I've had like garlic, or I vomited in my mouth or something, I always use some mouthwash.
Ah, okay. Well,
how about you?
I do, and I have been using the Listerine. It was irritating the roof of my mouth, and so my dentist said at dinner the other night, he said, you should really use Crest, whatever that the Crest brand is, like
Crest Complete, Pronamel Complete, Rinse, whatever it is.
I don't know.
Right. Dental Rinse.
Y'all, I don't know what, this is kind of gross, but have you ever used it, Big Fatty?
No.
The Crest, it like clumps onto things and it comes out of your mouth. And so then it gets stuck. Y'all, it's half clogged up my damn drain in like 10 days. Like with these clumps of shit that it, like, I guess like the saliva in your mouth or something. And it just like, ugh. And it
is. Yeah. Well, maybe you should spit it in the toilet.
Well, maybe. But then, you know, maybe I'll have to, yeah. But I just couldn't fathom. You know,
if you still keep having this problem, you might want to stick your mouth down there at the bidet and clean it out good.
Right. Well, so it doesn't. So. It comes out right out of your mouth, and that's the thing. Is it does work, and it seems to be helping. But I use it twice a day, every day.
Well, maybe it's pulling dead skin out of your mouth.
Maybe, I don't know, but.
I see you running your tongue up around it because it's just
yeah. So, anyway, that's just do you guys use mouthwash? If so, let me know what you use, because I was told I needed to use an ADA approved mouthwash.
Well, there you go. There you go. since we were talking about Mother's Day earlier, is there a tradition for Mother's Day in the Vader family, or
no other than the Hatterina insist on cooking lunch herself, so that's it. No,
okay,
yeah, no
what I'm is just gonna, what is she fixing for her Mother's Day? Does she fix what she likes or what your father likes?
Well, she only cooks like five different things, but she's making roast beef and what she calls brown rice, which is actually white rice with beef consomme and cream of mushroom soup and that sort of stuff. And then I'm sure some vegetables and a strawberry cake she has said. I think she's already made the strawberry cake.
Okay. And will there be any yeast rolls?
Y'all probably. There'll definitely be rolls. There'll be some Sister Schubert's yeast rolls, but there won't be.
There you go.
There won't be Miss Alma Ray's rolls because she's still not ready. Still not ready. Y'all, she's been in the nursing home.
Oh.
She's had an incident. So I don't know if there are going to be rolls, but she sent me a card. She sent me a card.
She said, I've moved.
Right. Yeah, I got a card from her in the mail. I love old people sending cards. I hate sending
cards. I sent a card to my two hosts when I went to the Carolina Yacht Club last Sunday. So, yes, thank you. Now, did you get the Hatterina a little something? Did you get her a card?
I did get her a card, and I also have in my refrigerator, taking up most of it, the world's largest bouquet of flowers from my friend Big Mama. So,
oh,
well, hopefully from I don't know where they came from, but I assume he actually made them. So, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. All right. But, and does the card say
Happy VD?
Okay. Happy VD. There you go. You probably got a coupon on that, didn't you?
I just had it left over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, you know, you can just, a lot of times you can just cut off the back half of the card, and you know, you've got the front, and then the inside left side, which is on the back of the front, is blank. You can just write a little note on there and just.
So I could do that with all the Mother's Day cards I've gotten.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure you thought that through. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But
well, you know, plus, you know, you never know when it's going to be time to, you know, send a nursing home card. You know, Big Ricky makes those cards. You know, I hear you're in the nursing home.
Right.
Enjoy the Hot Wheels.
Big Fatty, let's talk about this. And this is not going to make any sense, but let's talk about this.
Okay. Oh, you.
Oops. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about this.
All right, let's talk about this.
I want you to sit there, look through the window, and watch me eat a ham.
Yeah, ham.
Art, prepare the emergency ham.
Give me the kiss first.
Tina, come get some ham.
Marge, prepare the celebration ham.
All we have left are the earthquake ham and the condolence ham.
I want ham, you fat fuck.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here there be monsters.
Y'all,
we know that used to be the intro to the ham map.
Correct. But I feel like it's appropriate because we're going to put a new pin on Vader's map. Y'all, Alaxa is confirmed. Everything
confirmed.
Is purchased. Confirmed purchase, including a whale watching tour, which we had a free day. Well, part of a free day. So, because we're.
Now, will you be in the ocean when they come out to watch you?
Well, possibly. Okay. But just probably the Turnigan arm. But yeah, so. So y'all were flying up on June 11th, which is a Saturday. I think I mentioned this, that it was pretty nailed down, but everything's confirmed. We're coming back on Thursday. We return on Thursday the 15th, or 16th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we fly the night before. So y'all were going to go spend a day in Anchorage while we're there, and we're going to spend a day in Fairbanks and a day in Homer. And then the final day.
By the way, Homer was one of the words on the Wordle this week.
Oh, I don't think I played that one.
That was the word that made me lose my streak.
I don't play it every day, so I don't really have a streak. But
okay. By the way, and evidently there are knockoffs of the Wordle. One of the knockoffs was the word was fatty.
Perfect. Y'all.
Maybe it was vertle.
Fertile. But y'all, so we're doing that. So we're going to spend, we're home basing in Anchorage. So we're staying there every night and flying in and out. But yeah, that's what we're doing.
I hope that you will contact Tim in Alaska.
I will email him today. He was on my short list for today. I just got busy writing some code for something. So I was finishing up a little project. So if you're in Alaska and you're not Tim, because Tim I will reach out to, but if you're in Alaska, let me know. I probably won't have time to see you, but I will let you know.
There may be a Vader Day parade.
Well, there might be, because we are getting close to the summer solstice.
You know, I love the summer solstice.
Y'all, it is so ridiculously expensive that week because of the solstice. We're staying in a loft, and I'm sure I just told you exactly where we're staying, but that's okay. Feel free to pay for it. But the first couple of nights are like Saturday night, Sunday night, and they're expensive, but they're not out of place for a big city or a popular area.
Sure.
Monday night's $300. Okay. Uh-huh. So that's a bit much for an aloft. Tuesday night is over $400 for an aloft. And it only goes up as the week goes on. Now we're not staying, anyway, because my friend Lorena, my coworker, was like, we should just get the hotel room for the last day. And that way we can just, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I think not. I think that's not an option. So,
well, you know why I love the summer solstice?
No.
Because the day after the summer solstice, the days start getting shorter again. Oh! You know, Mother's Day, you know, the Hatterene is no longer with us.
I do. Bless her. Rest her soul.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my gardenia bush started blooming, and so she loved the gardenia, so I'm going to cut a couple of the blooms off and put them in a little bowl by her picture on Sunday. Won't that be special? Well,
are you going to float a tea light in there, too?
Well, and, you know, there's a little song. I don't know how much of a tradition it is, but it's a modern-day tradition. The last 15 years or so that... As I place the what are they called?
Gardenias.
Gardenias. I sing this little song, totally original, never heard before, and it goes like this. It's like, how's your hole?
family. How is your whole family?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Yeah, I admit that's original.
You know, maybe that'd be a good sail away song when you do Cruises of a Lifetime.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going on one, I'm sure, sooner than later, so.